What have you thought of their running back, who's sank third in the league in yards per carry?
He's one of those quick start, stop, you know, put his foot in the ground and he'll take the ball anywhere. You got to really be sound on the backside of the play, you know, because you see a lot of plays where people do a good job play side and next thing you know, he's coming out the backside and he's got the ability to make a big play, you know, doing that. So they've kind of, you know, Allen has been their receiving back, you know, and he's their third down back. He's their leading receiver. So they obviously have a lot of confidence in him, you know, throwing the ball to him. But, you know, they do a nice job with their running game. You know, they got a number of big tight ends that they use, you know, a two tight end personnel. But I think, you know, I've seen five tight ends play at different points in time.
How have you done in that regard as far as cutting off the backside run game? Do you feel like you've done a pretty decent job with that?
Yeah, you just got to be very conscious of not leaving your gap on the backside. You know, if you get too over-aggressive and you over-pursue, you know, he has the ability to find the open gap. So you've got to be gap sound across the board and not relax, you know, continue to work so you don't get cut off. And that's where you see, you know, if somebody gets cut out of the gap on the backside, that's where you see the big runs.
Tom, you were able to get Ahmad back last week, and it looks like you might be able to get Quinton back this week. What do you think those two guys can give you down the stretch here in the second half of the season?
Well, Quinton's done a nice job of playing the run. You know, he's a big guy in there, does a nice job using his hands, playing with leverage, is pretty good in terms of taking care of his responsibility. You know, he didn't get knocked off the ball a lot, you know, so he can be stout, you know, and hold the point. Ahmad gives you another, you know, quick twitch guy and who has the ability to make plays. And, you know, we get into third down, he gives you another third down rusher, you know, which I think he helps the pass rush, you know, when we can put, you know, multiple elephants or defensive ends on the field, you know, to try to increase our athletic ability and speed.
Don, does it look at all like Kevin King is, I don't want to use the word tentative, but maybe protecting his shoulder a little bit when he's out there?
Well, you know, it's been an issue for him. I mean, because he hasn't been able to, you know, stay there without, you know, having problems with it. So, I mean, it was pretty obvious, I think, in a game on Sunday, you know, where he wasn't using two hands, you know, and when we were up pressing and jamming and that type of thing. So, you know, hopefully, I'll say this, you know, about Kevin. He's a tough guy and he's done a good job, you know, working his way through that. You know, I mean, he never complains, but you can see that it's, you know, it's bothered him at times.
So what do you think's gone wrong with their passing attack? Obviously, was it 4 years ago, Flacco wins the Super Bowl with one of the all-time great postseason runs, and if you just look by their numbers, they're pretty awful.
Yeah, well, they, you know, when you look at them on tape, okay, you know, they get your attention because he still has that big arm. I mean, he can throw the ball any place. And, you know, as I look at their receiving group, you know, Macklin, I think, is an excellent receiver because he's a good route runner, you know, has good hands, you know, he has a feel, you know, for open areas and coming out of breaks and all that, where Wallace is kind of a real speed guy that they're going to take some shots to him up the field and try to utilize his speed. And same way with Perriman, you know, who they took high in the draft here a couple years ago. So he's a big guy with speed. They've got two guys that can really go in terms of up the field. And the thing that you're always concerned about, you know, with Flacco is you know, he can throw that deep ball. And they've got guys that can go out there and run underneath it. So, you know, we've got to do a good job of holding vertical control on these receivers. You know.
Don, rotating Evans and Whitehead on the back end Sunday. You know, Evans at times, he has really sneaky speed sometimes. Whitehead, is he more of a physical safety?
You know, Jermaine's been here with us now, and I like his instincts. You know, he's a guy that can play two or three different spots for us. You know, he's played down at the star position. He's played at the whip position. He's played at the safety. And, you know, that's the most snaps that he's played, you know, this last week. So it was good to see him get started. But, you know, with our situation, with Morgan being out, and you know, when we get into multiple defensive back stuff, you have confidence in Jermaine because he's played two or three different positions. And he's got pretty good instincts and awareness in terms of playing routes and matching things up and those types of things. So, you know, I'm glad we've got Jermaine. You know, he's a great example of a guy that, you know, was on the practice squad, has been around here and worked and worked and worked. And, you know, gotten himself in position where he can play now.
Dom, obviously, Blake Martinez has a lot of tackles for you this season. When you look at some of the, you know, the pass breakup that should have been an interception in Chicago, when you look at his next step that he needs to take, or is it finishing those type of plays that you'd like to see from him, or is it something else?
No, I think so. You know, I think that's the case. You know, Blake's been very solid. You know, I think you've seen him improve. You know, he's, you know, Blake's a smart guy, an instinctive guy. He really works in his preparation. You know, right now he's, you know, our communicator out there. You know, I mean, he has a headset. He does a good job of that. You know, he makes his calls. He's forceful and decisive in making his calls, which I think has an impact on the rest of the defense because of the confidence that they know that he knows, you know, what to get us in and out of and that type of thing. So he's been able to stay healthy and you know, I think has been productive, you know, up to this point in time. So hopefully as we move forward, you know, that he'll be able to convert those types of plays, you know, into takeaways because you've seen him be real close a couple times in terms of having the ball, you know, in his hands. And, you know, those are the kind of plays you have to make.
Tom, why do you think teams have gone after Devon a little bit in recent weeks? Is there something there that he's not doing and giving openings to opposing quarterbacks?
No, you know, the play last week was we could have gotten a little bit better pressure. You know, we were in a five-man pressure on that, and the receiver stuttered, and Devon just, he hesitated, you know, on the stutter. You know, so he was sometimes, you know, he was getting ready to play the cut and the route, and with the combination that we didn't get pressure with enough pressure with a five-man rush, and, you know, they beat him over the top. But, you know, that's going to happen some at that position. Now, you know, as I mentioned, I think it's going to be critical Sunday, you know, because we know we're going to get challenged with these two speed guys up the field, so we're going to have to make sure that we do a good job holding vertical control. You know, because what you don't want to do is you don't want to go out there and play your tail off and have a couple plays, okay, influence the game. You know, I mean, which the one Sunday, okay, you know, was their only touchdown when they, you know, got us over the top.
Baltimore hasn't given up a lot of sacks this season. I know Joe might be struggling in some areas, but has he done a pretty good job of getting the ball out of his hand and avoiding those things?
He has. You know, there's sometimes you look at them and, you know, if they're free releasing everybody, that's why you see their leading receiver is Allen. You know, he's got the most receptions. So he won't hesitate to get the ball out of his hands right now. And so there's certain schemes that they have where, you know, I don't care, you know, how much, you know, pressure you come with, five or six-man pressure, you know, the ball's out. Ball's out right now. He's experienced enough to recognize those things. And they will max up when they want to throw the ball deep and, you know, give him plenty of protection. But and there's been times that, you know, people have gotten him off the spot because he's more of a pocket guy, you know, sitting in there. And that's when he's at his best, when he can sit in there and use his arm strength.
How much does Woodhead change the equation if he plays on Sunday?
You know, always had a lot of respect for him. You know, I mean, he's a matchup because he's one of those quick guys that you're always concerned about, you know, matching up on him. So we'll see. I think, yeah, he would change things in terms of, you know, the matchups.
Hey, Dom. I don't want to waste your time with this question, but it wouldn't be the first time I've done that to you. Mike always talks about those across the hall meetings you guys sometimes have. You've had a lot of success against young quarterbacks, blitzing them and really getting them to make mistakes. The Ravens, you know, Mike made the comment that they blitz coming off the bench or off the bus or whatever he said. Are you able? Do you give any advice to Brett as a young starter? Of, you know what? Here's the things that I really try to capitalize on an inexperienced guy when I'm blitzing him. Are you able to help him at all, or am I out there asking a silly question?
Well, quite frankly, you know, I normally have my hands full, okay, trying to get my side of the ball, okay, you know, squared away. But, you know, I think the obvious thing, okay, with a young, inexperienced quarterback, you want to try to give him as many things to think about to try to break his rhythm as possible. I mean, that's just generally speaking. And so because they don't have the wealth of background in terms of handling those things. And, you know, with a young guy, you know, getting them into rhythm and getting that positive momentum going and that type of thing and trying to keep, I think That's one of the things that the Bears have done a good job with Trubisky, really. You know, he hasn't really turned the ball over much. And I think that's kind of their plan, you know, run the ball, play action pass, and don't turn it over. Now, you know, we had two or three shots, all right, where we had opportunities, but we didn't convert them. So, you know, I'll give them credit for what they've, you know, what they've done there, you know. Baltimore's a team that, you know, they're a pressure team. You know, I've worked with their defensive coordinator when I was at New England, you know, so that's part of his base philosophy.